and today is Monday, May the 24th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello and welcome to a new week. We ended last week investigating what it means to be created in the image of God. As a conclusion to that discussion, I want us to ponder some implications of that doctrine. First, being created in the image of God means that we belong to God. We are His possession. I want us to examine a passage not usually consulted in studying the image of God, but which I believe on further consultation has something profound to say about this doctrine. Listen to Mark 12, 13 through 17. Then they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to him in order to trap him in a statement. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are truthful and defer to no one, for you are not partial to any, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to pay a poll tax to Caesar or not? Shall we pay or shall we not pay?" But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." And Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were amazed at him. When they handed Jesus a coin, he asked them whose image it bore, to which they replied, "Caesar's." Then he told them to give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. What are the things that are God's? Let me paraphrase his answer as a way to give you a clue. Give to Caesar that which bears Caesar's image and to God that which bears God's image. Is that not powerful? Give to God that which bears His image. The coin must belong to Caesar since it bears His image. Alternately, we belong to God because we bear His image. Jesus then was saying, give your money to Caesar. It has His image on it, and thus it belongs to Him. But give yourselves to God. You bear His image, and you belong to Him. You are God's image bearer. You belong to Him, and you represent Him. Another implication of our being created in the image of God is that in Jesus we have the full and complete revelation of what the image of God is. Therefore, having Him as our model, it should be our priority to seek God's grace to pattern our lives after His. He is like what we are, but without the marring effects of sin on His life, so that the image of God shines in sparkling brilliance. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Another often missed implication of our being in the image of God is that we don't experience full humanity until properly related to Him. No matter how cultured or genteel, no one is fully human unless a redeemed disciple of God. The New Testament makes clear that God will restore the damaged image and perhaps even build upon and go beyond it. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Next, the way God created us shows there is goodness, dignity, and learning in work. The exercise of dominion over creation is a consequence of the image of God in us. We are to gain an understanding and control of creation as well as to exercise dominion over our own personalities and abilities. Note that the exercise of dominion was a part of God's original intention for humankind. It preceded the fall. Work, then, is not a curse. It is a part of God's good plan. Also, human beings are valuable and have dignity. The sacredness of human life is an extremely important principle in God's scheme of things. Even after the fall, murder was prohibited. The reason given was that humans, though sinners, are still made in the image of God. The image of God is universal in humankind. It is found in all categories of people. Both genders possess the image of God. A person isn't excluded because of race, gender, social class, or geographical location. Neither is a person who is aggressively opposed to God excluded. The universality of the image means that there is a dignity to being human. Each individual is something beautiful, even though a distortion of what God originally intended humankind to be. The universality of the image also means that all persons have points of sensitivity to spiritual things. Although at times these points may be deeply buried and difficult to identify, everyone possesses the potential for fellowship with God and will be incomplete until it is realized. Therefore, don't give up on anyone. Regardless of how far they are from God, they still bear His image, still have spiritual needs, and are still objects of His love.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.